plate a potential nugget.
Let's dive into the book, Dan. You call this the photographic negative of the good life one could lead. I just found that phrase just kept percolating through my head ever since I've read your book. Talk to us about what you have in mind when you say this.
Well, I'm glad because, you know, the thing is, Deepak, you understand what a photographic negative is. People who are under 25 do not. I'm not even kidding around about that. People whose only notion of photography is digital photography truly have no idea what I'm talking about.
That's a good point. That didn't occur to me.
I mean, I have to say, like in the book, I kind of felt like an idiot because I wrote a couple of paragraphs about what a photographic negative is. And the only reason I did that was for readers, you know, basically 25 and under who would have been mystified by what I'm talking about. Anyway, so what I meant by that is that my view is that if you understand what people regret the most, you understand what they value the most. And what I did is that I went out and collected a lot of regrets from around the world. We have now, at this point, you and I are talking in early March, we're now over 19,000 regrets from 109 countries. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
And what I found is that around the world, people ended up regretting the same four things. Mm-hmm. And that those four, but when people tell you what they regret, they tell you what matters to them. And so if we understand these regrets, we understand what people say makes life worth living. And that was the kind of thing where I was trying to, it's one of the good things, going back to your initial question again, like one of the things I like about being a writer is being surprised. Mm-hmm. And that came as a little bit of a surprise to me because I was trying to make sense of this emotion of regret, going through all of the academic research on regret to say, okay, how does this emotion operate? What does it mean? What does it do for us? How prevalent is it? I also did a piece of quantitative research here in the States, a very large public opinion survey to try to get American attitudes about regret. And then essentially for storytelling purposes, for emotional texture, I wanted to collect a bunch of regrets from around the world. I got way more than I ever anticipated. And those ended up revealing something that surprised me, which is exactly what you say, which is the photographic negative.
I love the way Dan frames it as a photographic negative. Having regrets is often framed as not being content with what you have or not coming to terms with the past. I love what Dan says here. It's such a useful piece of information that helps us truly discover what matters to us. And that information can really help us develop a more robust compass for the many twists and turns we might have in the journey ahead. If you want to dig into this notion of developing a compass, you might find the playlist Navigational Principles of value. Just visit playtopotential.com and go to the curated playlist section and find the playlist Navigational Principles. Thank you for listening.